everybody. Mike Watson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Constellation's 2022 launch conference here in Durham, North Carolina. We are on the campus of Duke University. And guess who I just ran into? Nice segue, huh?
Hey, Chris Oatey. Nice segue. Hey, Mike. How you doing?
From Duke University to Chris Oatey from CU 2.0. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty sure that's the first time my name's been used with Duke University in the same sentence.
So. We're full of firsts here on CU Broadcast. Welcome, sir. Welcome. How are you?
I'm good. It's a beautiful campus here. It's my first time on this campus.
Oh, really? Is it? Okay.
Yeah, you'd think flying 100,000 miles a year for 20-plus years, I would have been here before, but have not.
It's gorgeous here. Yeah. The trees, I mean, it's almost like you're in the middle of a forest, you know, but then there's a great educational institution right next door.
Right next door, and world-class athletic facilities right across the street.
And there's a good golf course. There's a great golf course across the street, too.
Yeah. But in typical Duke fashion, I went out yesterday to go for my morning run, and the track's across the street there, and so I'm running around the track. There must have been a half a dozen world-class athletes training and stretching, and I'm 50 years old, so I don't really belong there. It was kind of funny. Typical Duke University.
How'd you make them feel? I bet they felt horrible.
I do not think I intimidated anybody there.
Oh, that's a bummer. Oh, well, all right. Well, we'll save that type of stuff for ESPN. How about that?
Well, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah. So let's talk about the conference here just to start out things. What brings you here, and then what are your expectations as it's just kind of starting out? Because you're here representing South Bay, right?
It's always South Bay and CU 2.0.
Okay. All right.
But Constellation's been fascinating to me for the last 4 years. I've been following Kovacs and the team and what they're doing. And I got to be honest, I didn't really fully understand it until about 6 months ago. And once I wrap my head around it is digital banking, but it is the tiles and the container concept, and it's ready for prime time.
Oh.
So now that it's ready for prime time, CU2 is going to take an active interest in it, and we're going to start talking about it in the industry, because I think it's a good thing for the industry, right?
Oh,
every
completely.
Fintech that we talk to is CU 2.0. fights the battle of building integration to one of the digital banking or one of the cores, and that'll stop everything in its tracks every single time. Constellation can solve for that. So that's why I'm very interested in it. And it's been a fascinating conference so far, learning a lot about the different companies that Constellation's, they have 200 different fintechs, tiles in their container.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
Chris and his crew have put together quite an organization.
Yes, they have.
Sky's the limit for these guys, for sure. So, so let's talk about what do you want to take away from this conference? What do you want to take back to your office Monday morning, so to speak?
Yeah, I'm looking for CU2. I'm looking for the different fintechs they're working with and which ones we believe at CU 2.0 that can affect change in the credit union industry, right? They can bring product to market quicker, can keep credit unions relevant going forward, right? That's the goal at CU 2.0. And then selfishly for South Bay Credit Union, I'm always looking for little experiments that we can do at South Bay Credit Union, something that we can do, provides a benefit or service for our members or helps our bottom line.
Yeah.
Right. So I'll be talking to all the different fintech companies that are here.
Oh, right on. I know you guys at South Bay are always kind of on the, you guys are always kind of pushing that proverbial envelope. And that's what I like about you guys, you know, so you guys are never resting on your laurels, so to speak. You're always looking for something new to provide your members. So
it doesn't hurt that I'm the board chairman and that I'm not even the most progressive person on the board, right?
Really?
We have some other board members who are constantly pushing the envelope. And, you know, one of the things that was brought to us about, we've been doing it very quietly, which is odd for South Bay Credit Union to do something quietly. For about 4 years now, we've been banking cannabis. And believe it or not, it wasn't even my idea to do it. Yeah, one of the other board members had a son who worked for the state of California as it was becoming legal in the state of California. And he convinced me and the rest of the board that it would be a good thing to do. And we spun up the program under Jennifer Oliver when she was there.
Yeah, I remember Jennifer.
And hired a guy named Frank Espinoza, who I refer to as our chief weed guy. But technically he's the chief compliance and risk officer.
Okay. Totally a different acronym now.
Totally different acronym. Yeah. Yep. And now Paris is our new CEO. Paris is running with it, and it's a great program that we've had up and running 4 years, and the client list keeps expanding.
So tell us a little. Let's dive into the weeds, if you will. Pardon the pun. I really apologize. I apologize. I couldn't resist. So, but let's get a little bit deeper here. So on why you guys are the experts in this. Well, I don't say you're experts, but you're really good at it.
Yeah.
So what prompted this, and where are you guys today with it?
Well, I'll tell you two things, right? One, I'm going to tell you the funniest story ever on a credit union board strategic planning meeting, and then I'll get into why we're the experts in it. So we had our board strategic, we've been banking cannabis about 4 years now, and Frank Espinoza, who's our chief weed guy, is a genius, right? The guy's really, really good at his job and understands it and understands the industry. And so, but as board members, we hear Frank talk about tier one and risk levels and tier two and the different risk levels with the different types of clients we have. Because when you think cannabis banking, everyone thinks, oh, you're banking the dispensaries and how you move in the cash and how are people paying for things. Yeah, that's about this much of what we actually do. Right. Huh. Because we, while we may have three or four dispensaries as clients, we've got 40 clients, and they're in marketing, and they're in packaging, and they're in the labs, and they're in the grow houses, and the landlords who release the grow spaces, and all different aspects of it, and they all come with different risk. So at this year's board strategic planning session, this is great, so I walk into the room, and of course I'm a little bit late, and I'm sitting at the head of the table, or my spot's at the head of the table right next to Paris, and there's this giant basket of weed. And Mike, I'm 6 foot tall and I don't think this is the size of the basket. I think it was bigger than this.
Really?
And it's full of cannabis product.
Okay.
So I walk in the room and I look at Frank and I'm like, what is this? And Frank's like, don't worry about it. Okay, I won't worry about it. So I sit down in Paris and I start the meeting and introductions, and Frank's up first to speak. And now I'm fascinated. Everybody's fascinated because there's a giant basket of cannabis in this, cannabis products, in this board strategic planning session, which is something I've never seen. And it turns out Frank got all of our clients to give us some product so that Frank could educate the board on what tier one was, right? The highest risk level, what tier four was. And he, you know, he picks up an actual cannabis flower. He's like, okay, this is from our client XYZ, and they're a tier one client because they touch the flower and they touch the consumer. And this is some such and such, and this is tier two because they touch flower but they don't touch the consumer, and all the way down to tier four. So now we understood the risk levels and why we didn't have all dispensaries or all grow houses or all, we have the labs, we have the marketing, we have the packaging, we have, of course we have the dispensaries and all of that. So Frank talks for about an hour and educates everybody, and he passes everything around so you can touch it and see it. And then everything makes its way back into the basket. At the end of Frank's presentation, Frank says, all right, at the end of the day, these are all from our clients. You're welcome to take a sample. So I lean over to Paris. I lean over to Paris. I'm like, Paris, there's no way anything's leaving that basket. Paris says, just wait. So I said, okay. So we go through the whole meeting in the strategic planning session. And right when we're done, my phone rings and I've got to get up and go talk to one of my girls about something, some home emergency.
Oh, yeah.
So I come back 5 minutes later and I go to my seat where the basket was, and the basket's empty.
What?
So the basket is flat out empty. I got a sweatshirt from one of our dispensary clients, and everything else is gone. I was like, okay, so that was interesting. I did not see that coming. But I think it just proves the point that cannabis is mainstream in the state of California.
Same word. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
My mom's using it on her elbow, and my dad's using it on his bad hip, and it's just accepted, and that's the way it's going to be everywhere. Yeah. And I'm glad that Jen had the foresight to get us into it, that Frank's been running the program so good, and that Paris sees that as well, and we're going to be running with it. We found our niche in the cannabis space.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. I think that's a message that a lot of credit unions need to hear.
Well, every credit union should have their board strategic planning session with a giant basket of cannabis, right?
That too.
What could go wrong?
It's like you went to a cannabis sample party and all you got was this lousy t-shirt.
I got a sweatshirt, yeah. And I didn't even get the sweatshirt. My 14-year-old daughter took it.
Oh, she got it. Well, good for her. Wow. So the lesson learned there, though, is that, yeah, like you said, this is mainstream now. So
yeah, and when you're getting,
but not in every state so far, but in the states that it is.
In the states that it is, it's more mainstream
than you
think.
A great opportunity for cranes, right?
Definitely more mainstream than you think. And the trick is, it's we remember Sunday from Partner Colorado, right? Yeah. She wrote that book, and she's 100% right. It's all about transparency, right? And tracking everything seed to sale, and being transparent in everything that you do, and then hiring the team that can do it, right? That was kind of the tough part, is we have Frank, and then Frank's been hiring different people on his team, and Frank has all the certifications. You need internal expertise to do it, right? It's like being an SBA lender, You can't do it well unless you have the internal expertise, and investing in that internal expertise was what separated us and allowed us to run a program with no findings for the last 4 years. So we've been doing pretty well at.
Right on. Yeah. Good for you guys. Well done. I love stories like that.
Yeah, I figured you'd get a kick out of the cannabis board strategic.
The story in itself is very entertaining. But I think the overarching message there is that this is really working for you guys, and it could do the same for other creatives as well who want
to. It definitely could, but it's all about board acceptance of it, right? And let's face it, I'm not the average credit union board member, and finding a board that is receptive to banking cannabis, when most of us, right, I'm 50 years old, for the first 46 years of my life, cannabis was illegal, you use it, you're going to jail, put the fear of God in you, right?
Yeah. It's that negative stigma.
Negative stigma that still exists today.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Yeah. But as it becomes more and more mainstream, as people's parents use it, like tattoos, right?
Yeah.
Growing up, I saw people with tattoos, I was like, okay, well, that's just stupid. Well, now my mom's got one, right? So, I mean, they've gone to mainstream. I still don't have any, but they've gone to mainstream.
Wow, we've gone from cannabis to tattoos. What's next, Chris?
I don't know. Stay tuned. You never know what's going to happen at South Bay next.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Yep. Well, good stuff. Anything else happening at South Bay that we need to know about, or any cutting edge, as part of the 90s term, but any cutting edge stuff that you're thinking about or?
Well, we're always testing, tinkering with little things. Right now we're tinkering with some loan participation QSOs, you know, buying tranches of loans. What we've seen in the industry is, you know, everybody's heard of Upgrade and Upstart, and there's all these fintech lenders out there that want to partner with credit unions or want to sell their loans to credit unions. And if they sell them to you, are they participations or are they eligible obligations? There's all these small little nuanced things about it. But what we're finding is you need to wrap your head around, are you going to participate in those loans from the fintech lenders, which are, in the end of the day, indirect loans, disintermediating you from your member, your potential member, or are you going to try to find a way to partner with them to capture some members from that? And that's the balance that we're looking for right now. Like, we're not sure which way to go. So we're going to test a few different things, fail forward fast.
That's what you guys do.
Yeah, and figure out what the best route is.
I love it. I love it. Guys are always doing something fun there.
It's an interesting place to be associated with.
I bet. But it's kind of like you have your own little laboratory, so to speak, there. And you're trying these things, you know? And sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. But you learn from it and move forward, right?
You got to stay relevant, right? That's the problem. I'm worried about all credit unions staying relevant going forward as, you know, as my 14-year-old daughter comes up through her financial journey, right? Of course, South Bay Credit Union is going to be relevant to her because her dad's the chairman. But like all her classmates, South Bay Credit Union is not relevant.
They're all
walking around with that little green light card. Your kids have the green light card? Green light's a...
I know green light, right?
Yeah. So it's a youth banking. And I saw like five or six of her kids with the card, or of her friends with the card.
Right.
I was like, well, this is stupid. I can't allow this to happen. I'm the chairman of the board of South Bay Credit. So Paris spun up a program for a youth banking account. So now we can issue debit cards to the high school freshmen, right? That seems to be the age where parents are wanting to give their kid, or at least where I am, wanting to give my kids some financial freedom, right? Mm-hmm. And so we've spun up that program, and it allows us to remain relevant.
Right on.
Yeah. And capture the youth
plant
market.
Plant that seed early. Plant the seed.
Trying.
Alrighty, sir. Well, thanks again for all the info. Congrats on the cannabis opportunity that you guys are really taking advantage of. That's awesome.
Thanks, Mike. Good stuff.
Good to see you, buddy. Good to see you as well. Keep up the good work there at CU 2.0 and South Bay. Well done.